how we kind of built the school is just as we're really student focused. So as I talk to students, I get ideas, well, what kind of courses would you want to have? What kind of program would work best for you? So we've always really listened to what the students have to say.
And tell me a bit more about the in-class experience for the students.
Well, our classes are small. They're 12. I mean, some of them, they're anywhere from 8 students to 14 students. So it's really quite personal. And they get a lot of one-on-one with the instructors. And one of the things is when I hire people to teach, they always have to have 3 characteristics, I'll call them. And the first is they have to be a nice person. And it seems like almost a trite thing to request, but it's just so important. And then they have to be a practicing artist, and they have to be smart. And almost in that order, because people come to art school with all different kinds of fears and intrepidations. And so the instructors have to be really kind people so that they can help people through the process. Because there's a lot of people who are really creative, but they have fears, right? They think they don't have talent, or they think they're not sure if this is what's for them. But I mean, one of the things we try and show at the school is art is for everybody. Even if you don't want to draw, you could still take an art appreciation course. So the next time you go to a gallery or a museum, you can appreciate that.
What are the ranges of work that you see here in terms of the medium that is used?
Well, it's quite varied. So we have a lot of drawing and painting courses, so that it ends up being the majority of work is drawing and painting, but all different kinds of media, from acrylic to oil, mixed media, collage. We have a really great sculpture program. Even though we have minimal resources, we work the best with what we can. We have a wood shop, and we have courses that focus on using all different kinds of materials in sculpture, from wax to silicone. And we have offered a video course, and we want to do more. We're just waiting for the instructor. She just had a baby, so but we do want to have a video program. In the third year diploma program, I have a course called Open Media, where students do installation, photography, and video.
And now you said that many of the teachers right here are practicing artists, or that was one of the requirements you asked for. Overall, how have you seen the reaction to a school like this from the art community here in Victoria?
Everybody's been extremely positive, which is really so helpful. So for example, I did my MFA at UVic, and I have connections with people at UVic, and I know people at Camosun, and they've been really supportive. And what happens is, for example, if someone goes to Camosun and they want to study part-time, they actually refer them to our school. So because a lot of the teachers teach at UVic and a couple teach at Camosun, there's a real good relationship. I think why everyone's so supportive is that it really makes the community more lively to have another venue that is focused on art.
And tell me a bit more about the upcoming Art Incognito.
Art Incognito is our upcoming fundraiser, and it's our second one. It's taking place on September 7th. And what it is that over 120 artists donate pieces that are incognito. So their names are, if they're on the piece, their covers. So people are just buying based on what they like. So we have some pretty well-known artists in our community, like Robert Bateman and Maury Baden, Pat Martin Bates, and so. But no one will know whose work is what. And often people think that buying art is something out of their league. You know, you have to have a lot of money, you have to know the whole gallery scene. But the work starts at $100 minimum bid, and so people can get a beautiful piece of artwork for $100, and it makes them think, you know, maybe I could go to a gallery and buy artwork. I could start, collecting art. It's not a big deal. So it's open to the public Thursday and Friday from 9 to 5, and then on Friday night is a gala event where you have to buy tickets from the school, and that includes food and drink and it'll also be a chance for people to meet some of the artists, because most of the artists are coming to the event. And we're having musician, jazz vocalist Miranda Sage, and guests performing.
Well, Wendy, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you. It's been great.